I know that ain't entertaining. I know that ain't entertaining.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the big broadcast, she's back. Who? Trading Spaces' Paige Davis.
Oh, hot. So hot.
We will be talking with her about her return to the big show and also Man vs. Wild's Bear Grylls. This is a guy, if you haven't seen this show, that gets dropped off in the middle of the wild and, well, he eats bugs. That's what I remember most from watching his show.
Bear gorillas.
Bear gorillas. Grylls.
Gorillas.
Did it sound like gorillas?
That's what I hear every time.
Also, if you want to help the tornado victims in Virginia, you can contact the American Red Cross of Suffolk, Virginia. All the info for you will be at the Mike O'Mara Show page of WJFK.com. And now let's back to the very final buzz of the afternoon with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Volvo has made safety its mission. The car company says it aims to completely end car crash deaths and injuries by the year 2020. Like that one.
Thank you.
Not a lot of details yet, but we know the Volvo plan includes a car so solid the frame and the shell will absorb all of the impact.
I kind
of
like that.
Inside, airbags everywhere to cushion the passengers, laser sensors to keep your car from getting too close to another, with a computer to either warn the driver or stop the car completely.
Airbags for your bag.
Well, Volvo invented the airbag and
really?
The technology to awaken sleepy drivers and the technology to keep drunk drivers from getting behind the wheel.
Ah, it's a Volvo. Very good call.
Their
That's
idea.
Good. They call it Dare Airbag.
Or wait a minute. The Volvo would be Fudy.
That's right. Airbagging?
Well, the Volvo. Yes, sorry. We've got the Volvo.
With the laser.
Don't give him a German accent, Prince von Ahol.
Oh, him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of us are still driving while intoxicated. A new survey shows that one...
Rob, stop that.
I'm sorry. I was applauding for Prince von Ahol.
Probably. Oh, that's right. I don't own the bar anymore. kidding, of course. Stop
but
that.
A lot of us are still driving while intoxicated. A new survey shows one in 11 Americans admits to drunk driving just in the last month.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
It's 9%.
Good luck.
9%.
Wow.
In the last 30 days.
Well, stop it. We don't condone that.
Absolutely
just stop
not.
It.
Bad
Thank you very
news.
Much. Hello, Brad.
And that's just the people who admitted to it.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk driving still accounts for about one-third of all deadly car crashes.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Hey, Hillary.
Remember back when it was legal?
Yes. Back in the old days.
That's right.
Back in John Adams times.
And encouraged. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to like this. A man in Ohio who lost part of a finger to a model airplane propeller Ooh. Has now regrown the missing part of his finger. Just like Charlie.
Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I do that without the door?
Oh, just like Charlie.
What did you say?
I said there's a man in Ohio who cut off the tip of his finger and it grew back just like you.
No big whoop.
Okay. So, not to
Happens
Charlie.
To me all the time.
But it's big news for everybody else.
Sounds like it.
69-year-old Lee Spivak.
Who?
Lee Spivak.
He's saying it wrong.
I've grown a finger back.
Oh, lost no. about a half inch off the end of one finger at his hobby shop.
All I had to do was put it in my nose and it grew back.
Lee's brother Al works in the field of regenerative medicine.
Easy for you to say.
Not really.
I'm the Spivak with the bad finger.
You must be Lee.
Yes.
Oh, hold on, Buzz. You'll appreciate this.
Bulletin?
I know we're short on time here, but let's get right to the phone.
Is it a buzz, babe? Because that's really the only excuse.
Hello? Amber Lynn. I don't believe you with that name.
Amber, it's my real name.
Amberlynn,
I promise.
It's a porn star's name.
I know. I got that in high school. It stuck.
Are you interested in being a buzz babe?
I am interested in being a buzz babe.
That's wonderful.
Can you give us just a brief description of yourself? Celebrity you most resemble, please.
I am who I most resemble.
Yes.
I hear Jenna Jameson and Hillary Duff Cross.
Really?
Wow.
All right. Absolutely nothing wrong
Mr.
with
Burbank,
that.
Mr. Burbank, what are your requirements of the potential buzz babes? Where would you like them to go?
What she just said. babes, all shapes, sizes, and colors between the ages of 21 and 45 to represent the show as show cheerleaders to make appearances with us and on our behalf, sometimes getting paid for those appearances. We've picked up, I think, about 4 buzz babes today.
Amberlynn, we're going to put you on hold and give all your information to Beth Ann McBride.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Enjoyed your movies.
We got one on the phone. See, you're not just getting them with your IMs, Buzz. Oh, I'm getting them with the phones.
It's come to this.
Yes,
hasn't it?
Yes, being very competitive.
My conversations are a bit more intimate.
I got a buzz, babe.
Woo!
So this Al, this guy who works in regenerative medicine,
yes.
sent his brother Lee, the guy who cut off the tip of his finger.
What's that have to do with a buzz, babe?
This special powder. That allowed Lee to regrow everything that was missing. The fingernail, the flesh, the skin, even the fingerprint.
It's pretty incredible.
All grew back. It sure is.
It's a powder.
In fact, the new nail grows faster than any of Lee's other nails.
It's a mutant nail.
It is a mutant
nail. And it will
nail.
Kill him.
Pixie dust is what the brothers Spivak call it.
I know what I saw the cloning thing on.
What?
As far as it was Boston Legal last night.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. Don't spoil it for me.
You should try to watch it on the regular.
It's now
night.
On Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's what it was about. So, Denny Crane banged a Texas lady who was against cloning mm-hmm. because she had a cattle farm. I'm not giving anything away. You'll enjoy the show.
I look forward to it. I'll watch it tonight.
Similar to your story.
And anyway, this dust, this pixie dust, as they call it, mm-hmm. came from cells taken from the lining of a pig's bladder. Applied to a wound, it apparently acts as a cellular matrix.
Ooh, pixie dust mm-hmm. and a cellular matrix.
Ooh, pigs.
Ooh.
Yum.
I had needles in my hand.
You did.
And you get all those out?
Yes, I did.
You not only feel better, you feel giddy now.
Yeah, and I'm bleeding from the feet.
Well, that's okay.
Thank you.
Science marches on. Even if it means crossbreeding humans and chimpanzees.
Crossbreed!
Seems to be a big loophole in the new British law that lays out what is and isn't legal in the field of human bioengineering.
Stay away from me. I'm sick of you taking samples.
The law in Britain clearly says that animal spermatozoa cannot be used to impregnate a human.
What did you say?
Animal spermatozoa cannot be used to impregnate a human.
Wow.
But they apparently forgot when they were banning that to ban the opposite of that, which means it's technically legal in Britain for a man to impregnate a chimp.
That sounds like fun. I like that idea.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
Already been
good luck.
Crossbreeding between lions and tigers, the famous liger you've heard so much about.
Liger. A liger has massive skills.
That's right.
Bad skills.
It's just about my favorite animal.
Finally, in Fort Worth, a woman yelled rape, and then her husband shot and killed the accused rapist. But it was actually consensual sex. See, when the woman's husband came home early and found her banging a guy in their pickup truck, it was the only thing she could think of to say. So she cried rape. The wife, but not the husband, is now on trial for manslaughter because prosecutors say she knew her husband would kill the guy. And police in Hartford, Connecticut are investigating an overnight shooting at a romantic spot known as Love Lane. Paramedics loaded the victim onto a gurney after discovering he'd been shot in the groin.
Ow.
Where were these stories on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I know.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. Tomorrow on the show, Paige Davis, also Bear Grylls.
Gorillas.
Not gorillas.
All right.
Want to thank Leslie David Baker from The Office. Also, Richard Sanders, who might have been jerking us along. That's what we heard. He might have been one of those phony guys, but we don't care because we had a good time with him. Mm-hmm. Also, Allison Kitchen for all things acupuncture.
She's real.
And also to Tony and Sean, have fun at the Wizards game with your chunky haircuts. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Mr. Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia,
Sweet.
And is heard exclusively on the Chunky Haircut Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, it's not the size of the portion, it's how fat the person is who's sitting next to you. We'll see you tomorrow for the Big Friday Show, everybody.
What?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.